come the Hawks, the mighty
At 8:52 from your Chicago Blackhawks WGN broadcast team. Let's say good morning to Troy Murray. How you doing, Troy?
Morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm good, and you are overworked. I'm sure you're putting in for overtime with all these overtime games. It's crazy, isn't it?
I wish I was getting paid by the hour.
Yeah. Well, they're looking better, aren't they?
You know what? I give them a lot of credit. They're competing hard. They're in every game. One of the issues that everybody was talking about at the beginning of the season was the goaltending and whether it was going to be good enough. And it's been really good. Lankanen has been great. Subban has put in a couple great performances here his last two starts. So a lot of good things happening right now. It's a spunky team that's working hard.
Troy, does that mean that Colin Delia now is, when's he going to get another chance? Or is it's certainly a different situation than anybody expected them to be in?
Yeah, it's a good question, Dave, because, you know, now you've got two guys that seem to be playing with a lot of confidence, Lankin and Subban. Where does Colin Delia fit into the equation? You know, right now he's just going to have to bide his time, wait for that opportunity. You know, it's going to be a quick season, but it's still a long season, and a lot of things can happen here. And we've seen some strange things go on around the league this year, especially with the COVID protocol and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, he'll get another opportunity, and when he gets that chance, he's going to have to take advantage of it.
A couple things that have stood out during this early part of the season. One is obviously the improvement in the power play from a year ago, but now I'm watching on Sunday and here Dallas getting some opportunities on the power play and nothing doing against the Blackhawks. The penalty kill now has kind of matching what the power play is doing.
I think it is one power play goal against in the last seven games. So that's a really good sign, too. When your power play is being as proficient as it has been, it's only two games this season where the Blackhawks haven't scored at least one power play goal. That's amazing. And on the flip side, the beginning of the season, power play was clicking, penalty killing wasn't so good.
Right.
So it was kind of a balancing act there, and all of a sudden the penalty killing has been really good, and the power play continues to be good. So I said at the beginning of the season that one of the main keys in the success of the team this year would be the play of their special teams, because I still think it's going to be hard, and that's what's happened so far this season, to generate a lot of offense 5-on-5. So the special teams have to be good if you want to compete, and that's what they have been lately, and so that's a really good sign.
Troy, are we going to see Taves this season? Are we going to see Seabrook this season? What do you think?
You know, Stan Bowman actually gave an update here in the last couple of days, and Seabrook is dealing with a back injury. They don't know. It could be long-term. You know, they're just going to have to wait and see. When you look at Kirby Dach, there's a set time frame for a broken bone like he has, and you can kind of say, okay, in 6 months or in 3 months, whatever the time frame is, he's going to be back. With what Jonathan Taves has and what Brent Seabrook has, they're unknown. So I don't know what's going to happen with Brent Seabrook. I don't know what's going to happen to Jonathan Taves. There's really kind of no further word on the situation with Jonathan. He's not feeling right. Lethargic, no energy, feels drained. And he's just going to have to try and figure it out. I know that they have the best care taking a look at him. And, hopefully they can find the reason why Jonathan isn't feeling up to par. And hopefully he comes back. But there's no time frame for Jonathan at this point.
You know, I'm looking around the league, Troy, and seeing all these teams that are shut down right now because of COVID. And I know the Blackhawks had 1.5 guys on the COVID-19 protocol list. Boquist came off it yesterday. Of course, DeBrincat came back. That number has gone down. It seems like, as far as the Central Division, this newly revamped Central Division, aside from the problems Dallas and Carolina had early, that everybody's continuing. I guess it's knock on wood time, huh?
Yeah, I was just going to say, what are you doing? why are you bringing this up?
Don't jinx it.
Well, because I mean, it, really, because it's a big deal around the league.
Yeah, no, it's a great point, and it's very true. You know, they just canceled another bunch of games for Buffalo and New Jersey, and I think Buffalo has something like 19 of the players. Minnesota's going through a real bad spell here. It's going to be tough for, you know, I feel bad for, obviously, the teams that have the illnesses, and we hope everybody is okay. It's sure. Much more important than the game of hockey. But it also factors into all those teams that those teams were supposed to play. Now you still got to try and figure it out. I think that the cancellation of the games was up now near 40 or something that have to be made up. And, you know, for the Blackhawks, you look at their schedule, and it's like every team in the NHL, where do you start fitting these games in, and how much can you actually fit in? There's some speculation, Dave, that around the NHL at the end of the season, that it might be based on the percentage points in the standings, and games that are not meaningful will not be played down towards the end. I mean, everything is fluid, and everybody's trying to figure out what will happen here. It's on a daily basis. But knock on wood, right now the Blackhawks have been pretty healthy as far as not having some massive problems with that, and no cancellations of games as of yet.
Well, they're finally over 500, keeping that way tonight on WGN. Troy Murray, good talking to you, Troy.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Dave. Always enjoy coming
Thanks,
on.
Thanks, Troy.